December 21st, 2012.
Sammy, are you sure this is a good idea?
Absolutely!
Simi grinned at her sister Zarina as they entered the basement of her Akri's temple on Katateros.
Now, where's the light switch?
There's not one.
Zarina breathed fire onto an old spiderweb-covered torch. As soon as one lit, she spread it to all the others in the dark marble room. The flames danced along the wall, adding creepy shadows to the already creepy environment. Simi stepped back at the number of statues that were housed here. While she'd known her Akri had putted them here centuries and centuries ago, she'd never actually visited them, especially since they made her Akri very unhappy.
The Simi didn't remember there being so many. Akra had broken bad on all those non-quality peoples.
I remember.
Serena's tone was low and breathless.
It was not a pretty day.
Simi arched a brow.
You were there, Big Sissy?
Serena nodded.
Zedrix, too.
Zedrix was their brother, who'd been Apollomy's most favored Caronte after their mother's death. But Zed had defected, when Akri Styx opened the portal in New Orleans and let him out. Now he owned a club in New Orleans, where the Simi got to eat lots of good seafood.
Ooh, so what happened, Big Sissy?
The bitch goddess Apollomy was furious. They all died screaming. Except for two.
Who two?
DeCostas and Betania. She tried to keep the bitch goddess from killing her baby, but the bitch goddess didn't listen. She yanked it right out of her belly and then turned her into one of these.
Simi touched her own stomach in sympathetic pain.
Why was Akra so mean?
Zarina shrugged.
The bitch goddess was always mean. She only likes you and her son and Kat and Mia.
Simi climbed up on the woman closest to her and poked at her stone eyeball.
Which one is... this is she?
Zarina spat on the ground at the statue's feet.
Epithemia. She's an even bigger bitch goddess. She used to pull the wings off Caronte, who made her mad.
Simi cringed, then poked harder in the goddess's eye, hoping she could feel it.
Who the one who lost it her Akri Styx's his baby? She's the one the Simi needs.
Zarina walked around them, looking at them up and down, until she found one in the back.
This is Betania.
Simi headed over, then gasped.
She looked just like Akri Styx's drawings. She was the one he loved so much.
Biting her lip, she met her sister's gaze.
Was she nice?
Nodding, Zarina touched Betania's hand.
She was always very sad, though. Even when she was happy, she looked so sad. Like something wasn't quite right in her heart. Chara goddess used to say it's because they took something from her long ago. They shouldn't have.
Simi gave her sister a knowing look.
That's because she don't got her Akri Styx. He loves her. And so this is the Simi's Christmas present to him. The Simi told him on his birthday that wishes come true, and his wish is for his Akra to come home to him.
Yeah, but Zamora, this... it's bad.
Zarina shook her head.
I don't think we should.
We gots to, Big Sissy. This is the only time them portals things open. If we don't do it now, Akri Styx will have to wait a long, long time, and he already waited a long, long time. The Simi don't like to see him so sad. He don't get prezzies. And the Simi wants to get him the best prezzy ever.
The ground beneath their feet rumbled. Simi's eyes widened.
What's that?
Bug-eyed, Zarina shrugged. Simi's watch tingled, letting her know it was time. She had less than 1 minute to free the goddess. Using her wings, she hovered and placed the sacred anti-aima to the goddess's lips. When her Akri had been frozen in time in New Orleans, she and Akra Cat had used this to free him, so she was hoping it would work on Styx's Akra too. Another rumble went through the room. Something akin to a dark shadow shot out and flew past Simi's head. Suddenly, the other bitch goddess Zarina didn't like opened her eyes. And so did Archon.
Uh-oh.
Simi ran to her sister.
Go get help! The Simi will hold them off!
Don't be a stupid Karante!
Zarina grabbed her arm and hauled her upstairs. Alexion was just walking back from the kitchen when he almost collided with two screaming Karante.
He's alive!
Shrieking, they jumped up and down around him.
Who's alive?
Them gods in the basement bottom!
Alexion had no idea what they were talking about, but suddenly the floor beneath his feet rumbled and shook. The glass rattled in the panes. Danger appeared at his side. What did you do? He gave his wife a blank stare.
Why do I get to blame?
I know I didn't do it, Alexi, so that clears me. Hands on hips, she tapped her foot in irritation. He pointed to the demons. Simi grinned nervously.
Them gods alive,
Zarina repeated between clenched teeth. Well, that didn't sound good, especially combined with Richter-scale activity going on under their feet.
I think the demons woke something that was sleeping in the basement. Any idea what Ash might have hidden down there?
Simi glared at him.
It's not the book dragon. She's sleeping on her island. I told you, it's them unquality Atlantean gods.
Cursing under his breath, he nodded.
Sim, go to Apollyme and tell her what happened. Zarina, find Asheron and tell him we need him immediately.
Danger staggered as the floor buckled again.
What's down there?
Asheron's relatives.
Pardon?
Alexion turned pale.
Remember when you asked me what happened to all the Atlantean gods?
Yeah?
Alexion sighed.
Apparently, they're all downstairs, turned to stone by Apollyme, which is the part I knew. I just wasn't sure of their exact location.
Zarina pointed to her sister.
Now set free by Ziamara.
Oh yeah, this was bad indeed. Alexion knew he had to do something fast.
Where are you going?
Danger called as he started to leave. Alexion gave her a droll stare.
To get Savitar. We're gonna need all hands on deck for this disaster.
She frowned.
Well, how many gods are down there?
About 100.
Great,
Danger said with a hysterical note in her voice.
Love your calm demeanor, hun, and it's a good thing I'm already a ghost.
Because their chances of living through this?
About as good as surviving a brunch where you cut in front of a Karante in the all-you-can-eat barbecue line.
Yeah, just call Orion in Minnesota.